IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Viewpoints. I'm Hadi Saravi, your host. Welcome and thanks for listening. I am with our guest speakers, dear Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Thank you for being here. And thank you for giving this time to us, to this program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. In the world of production and consumption, there are plenty of parenting styles for end users. You know, as you know, there are many. And it is getting harder and harder for Muslim families to adopt and choose the right and the healthy path, or healthy one. In the modern world families, we see they're having a difficult time to find the proper way of life to help their children find their way and thrive. I myself sometimes face these dilemmas. Could I, would I, should I, along with many ifs and buts. We are here to shed some light on this part, on this important aspect of life. Let me begin by asking you a question. Let me start by asking this question. I don't know if it is the right one. Are there any way raising children in an Islamic way? I mean, and if yes, how? I mean, are there any plans, any suggestions, any ideas that can that people can refer to and use? And is it handy? Let's start from Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. First of all, let's have a look at the concept and the term of tarbiyah or education. What do we mean by this? Raising children or upbringing our children, what do we mean by that exactly? Then, inshallah, we shall dive into the question that you just posed. By upbringing or education, we mean to create a change, to bring a change. A change in the talents and the capabilities, capacities of those who are at our hands, that is the people, the humans. And this upbringing is possible, and this has a sort of, let's say, growth. It has a sort of gradual or rapid growth that it really can happen. It even might reach to a peak that is the goal of this creation. That is, we have been created to reach to a perfection. That is, to at least get closer to the perfection, to this kamal, what we call it exactly, or technically kamal. So all the gates, all the gates are open to reach to such a great cause, and this is an emphasis of the Holy Quran and also the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says that we have in the narration of the Holy Prophet that the people are like the mines of gold and silvers. So when these people are looked like this, so the sources or the minds should be cared, should be kept safe. I mean, should not be at the hand of everyone. So it requires a good attention, a good education to reach to the level that is desired. And this level can even progress and develop a lot. So we have no doubt that we are in need of an Islamic, let's say, perspective in this regard. And it has been also emphasized by Al-Quran that this concept of education, upbringing, has been emphasized by Al-Quran, as I said earlier, and the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt and Ali Muslim.
Yeah, you said...
The Prophet and Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah, you spoke of change. I mean, I have this question. Isn't it just discovering... Because when you have... maybe, what do you think? Maybe changes of something which happens when we have discovered something, we have something, and then we don't want it, we try to change it.
Change, we do not necessarily mean discovering something. Though we may discover something and work on it, I mean, to flourish it. But by change, to bring, I mean, like a kid or like, a, let's say, an infant, at the beginning...
Maybe
the
you
first
mean shape.
Sorry, just to, I mean, this shape is also a change. I mean, to shape it in the way that we mean is also a change. That is, we are bringing a change.
Okay.
So, How is it possible to actually implement an Islamic perspective in this upbringing, in this method of education? So we have to know that how we have been advised and recommended to bring up our kids. If you are going to be indifferent toward the kids, it is belittled, and it is not the recommended way. If it is, if you are going to be caring too much to kids, that is the that child or kid is going to be the center of the whole thing, the center of the whole family, and then it is the kind of spoiling the upbringing of the child, and it is not also recommended. The moderate and the rational way to upbring the kids have been said that we need to value them, to respect them for their first 7 years, and then to educate them for the next 7 years, and then to give to let them to and to teach them and to let them understand their responsibility in the next 7 years. So it means these phases and these stages and these years have been defined in the language and in the language of the narrations and Islamic teaching. So we have been said and we have been ordered how to bring up our kids. So everything is there. We just need to read and learn from Quran and Ahlul Bayt how to bring them up. And as for the importance and emphasis that has been given to it, there is no doubt. And now, how is the way, what is the method to do? This is something else that we need to discuss.
Okay, thank you. This was well said. It was a very good introduction and beginning. So what about your thoughts? What do you think? I mean, about this issue. Do we have any fixed guidelines that people can use? I mean, the audiences, most of our audiences are lost. They need something handy, something physical, tangible, that they can use. And is this expectation true? I mean, is it something that we this expectation of something that everything is in this book, if you read this, everything will be fine? Or no, part of it is gained through doing. You learn by doing, you learn by interactions. Everything is not fixed, everything is not pre-planned. So what are your thoughts?
You know, from what I understood from your question, I should answer this way, that of course there is no such a fixed system or mechanism that we can apply everywhere. The system of education or training or raising the children depends on this, that in what society, in what kind of environment, in what kind of situation you live, you know?
Of course.
For example, if you are in a pure Islamic and Shiite society, so of course the system requires specific kind of things. If you live in non, for example, Islamic society, again, it depends that what is the number of population in the society, you know? For example, sometimes you live in a non-Islamic country, but in the city, in the town that you live, most of the people, or at least, for example, 40 to 50% of the people, they are Muslims. Again, it depends that here in this kind of society, you will have more, let's say, options for raising your child, your children in an Islamic way. But of course, if you live in a society, in an environment that completely is non-Islamic, and of course, you are worried about this, that your children might be influenced by the ideas, thoughts, beliefs, and let's say wrong and false kind of ideas. So of course, in this case, you need to specify this system in accordance with your purposes, with your lifestyle, with your beliefs. That's why I think we cannot suggest a very fixed system for the education.
It's somehow dynamic.
Yeah, it is dynamic, and it depends on the environment you live, you know. Since most of the English spoken societies like Australia, England, Britain, or UK and USA, in these countries, in some of these states or let's say provinces, we have lots of Muslims, lots of Islamic centers, mosques, let's say, institutes, like, for example, in Sydney, in London, in Toronto, in Virginia, for example, in the USA, and many other cities, we have lots of Islamic centers, Islamic, let's say, educational systems available for the Muslims. They can go and live in these kind of cities, if they can. It's better for them to go in these kind of cities because the environment is a little bit Islamic, and at least your children can go on Saturdays and Sundays into the Islamic center, and they can attend some Islamic gatherings, meetings. They can have a kind of good relationship with their relatives, Muslim neighbors, families, relatives. This is very good for them to live in those kind of cities. If not, if it is not possible, then again, of course, from jurisprudential perspective, you know, I'm not a faqih. You know, the fuqaha and the jurists and maraja says that if sometimes you really feel that your children may lose the Islamic belief and they will be totally and categorically misguided by the schools or by the society, in that case you must be very much careful. You must be very much cautious that either you should leave that environment or should send your children to a school or to a teacher, to an environment, okay, a place where they could not lose their Islamic beliefs. So that's why it's really difficult kind of question to be answered in a fixed way.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, but there must be some principles that are fixed.
Yes,
am
of
I
course.
Right?
Yeah, that is. For example, the main objective of an Islamic educational system is to train your children in a way that they always remember Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. Everything
so these
for their
are,
life
these
should
ideas
be for Allah subhanahu
fixed
wa ta'ala, yes.
Uh-huh. And the
this
manners,
is the very should holistic or let's say general kind of thing that we can mention.
Okay.
But what systems, what methods should be applied, it depends on you and your situation and your environment.
Now, on the ground.
And your society, yes.
Okay, thank you. So today we talked about how to raise children, the challenges. I think we talked about some of the ideas that we have. We talked about how to raise the children, how to give them advice. And also we tried to provide or shed some lights on the challenges. And I know this is really hard to raise the children in a foreign environment, in Western countries. And to those of you outside, it's so challenging. We need to pave the way. We need to study, to read. And also we need to talk to the experts and help and get help from people around us. Counseling is very important. We can counsel, we can talk to the experts, we can ask for guidance, and also we can take decision and we can start finding our way. I recently got a gift, a book related to parenting styles. I highly recommend it. The back cover was something like this: the first step to parenting is to find your balance in life. Do you have it? Without which you cannot move forward or even fall. Then learn to communicate effectively with yourself, communicate with the environment and people and the Creator, Allah. And when you learn to communicate using these wings, these two wings, head and reach the highest possible place and thrive. Thank you, dear listeners. This is all the time we have. That was very great. Farewell. Bye-bye.
يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي.
حياتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا